This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله وما توفيقنا ولا اعتصامنا إلا بالله ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون اللهم إنا نشهد أنه بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الله به الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين فجزه اللهم عنا خير ما جزيت به نبيا عن أمته ورسولا عن دعوته وصلى اللهم عليه وعلى آله أجمعين وارض اللهم عن جميع الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا معنا شقيا ولا مطرودا ولا محروما اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا كربا إلا نفسته ولا مظلوما إلا نصرته ولا مجاهدا في سبيلك إلا نصرته ولا حاجة لك فيها رضا وهي لنا خير إلا قضيتها يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعلنا من عبادك الذاكرين الشاكرين اللهم ارحمنا برحمتك الواسعة يا رب العالمين عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله وأحثكم على طاعته وامتثال أوامره واجتناب نواهيه وأستفتح بالذي هو خير Dear beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we hear a lot of people around us this time of the year talk about being thankful. What is it to be thankful? What does it mean to be thankful? And how is it to be thankful? And this is not to say we celebrate or don't celebrate Thanksgiving, but when we hear that atmosphere, it really behooves on the Muslims to reflect and to have an internal examination to see if we understand that concept in our own religion, in our own deen, and how is it different from others, other beliefs and other creeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated the status, the maqam, of shukr to be part of iman, to be part of our faith, of our belief. Al-imanu nisfan, nisfun shukr wa nisfun sabr. Some of the ulama said that iman is not but two parts. Half of it is shukr, and the other part is sabr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala associates shukr with iman in the Quran. وَمَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ What would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do, tormenting or torturing you, if you have shukr and if you have iman? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is associating both of these qualities in the hearts of Muslims together. And Allah divided His servants, Allah divided us, to either being thankful or not. وَهَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلَ إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلَ إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا اللَّهُمَّ اجْعَلْنَا مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, human beings, they're either shakur, shakir, thankful, or kafur, or kafir. These are the only two choices. These are the two paths. And that status of shukr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that Iblis himself, la'anahullah, when he wanted to lure the children, the sons and daughters of Adam, to Jahannam, to swerve them from the right path in revenge to the fire inside of him, he knew that if he makes us ungrateful, not thankful, he would win. And that's in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us in the Quran that Iblis said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ. I will come to them from their front, from their back, from their right, from their left. Surround human beings. Why? ثُوَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. And you will not see most of them thankful to you. Because Iblis, لعنه الله, جحد بنعمة ربه. وَلَمْ يَشْكُرْ لَهُ وَيُرِيدُنَا أَن نَجْحَدَ بِنِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى وَلَا نَشْكُرْ لَهُ. Iblis himself was ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Iblis wants to lure us into this ungratefulness. And that's why Iblis knew, لَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. You will see the majority of human beings ungrateful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also testifies, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Only a few of my servants are thankful. So this thankfulness is a rare commodity, is a precious commodity, brothers and sisters. اللهم اجعلنا من القليل يا رب العالمين الشاكرين الذاكرين. That quality is rare quality. Despite the billions of people that live and lived on this face of the earth. Shukr, the linguistic meaning of shukr, and it's always something that applies to the Islamic meaning of shukr. Just like how salah and its linguistic meaning means connection, to connect with, and tasil. And that's why salah is a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zakah, and its linguistic meaning means to cleanse and purify. And that's why zakah cleanses our hearts from greed. It cleanses our society from envy and crime and poverty. So the same thing, the meaning of shukr, the linguistic meaning of shukr, is for an animal or a camel or a sheep, when it's given feed, it shows and it gives back. That's, they say, shakarat al-naqa, shakarat al-ibl. That means this ibl, when you take care of it, when you give it the feed, it gives you back, and it gives back a lot, and it shows. It shows on its appearance, and it shows on its behavior. And so is thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thankfulness includes, first of all, to recognize the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To recognize the gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. And when you try to enumerate, to count, to understand the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will never be able to enumerate it. It was narrated that Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah, was having some sweet. Somebody brought him some sweet. So he was sharing it with his friends and students and companions and followers. And then a man came by, and so they invited him. He said, take some of that, those sweets. And he said, no, I don't want to. لا أحسن شكرها. I cannot fulfill the thankfulness for this ni'mah. I'm not going to have it. And then he walked away. And Al-Hasan said, what a fool he is. What a fool he is. He thinks that this is the sweets that he cannot fulfill its thankfulness, cannot repay Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. Can he repay Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a day of health? Can he pay Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a breath that he takes? Can he pay Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a sip of water that he can have? We cannot repay Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his ni'mah. But we need to understand, we need to try to enumerate the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, although it is mission impossible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَا تُحْصُوهَا. You cannot. But reflect, but ponder, but think about the ni'mah. So the first part of shukr is al-i'tirafu bi ni'mati Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To recognize and admit the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second is the acceptance of the ni'mah and allowing the ni'mah to be in service to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a ni'mah has to, like, just like when you feed the sheep, it shows and they give you back milk and meat. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us bounty, this ni'mah has to show. This is what shukr means. How does it show? Three levels. It has to show in the heart. The gratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to be the heart recognition of that shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why it's part of iman, the shukr to Allah. And then it has to show on the tongue. We have to say it. We have to announce it. We have to remind each other of being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the third, and definitely not least, is al-jawarih, is the actions. Is that ni'mah should show in what we do, in how we live, in what we give. This is what the ni'mah, this is the shukr of ni'mah. So when we submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we know there is no ni'mah except from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Nothing comes from any other source than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our health, our wealth, our families, our children, our business, our aman here, our safety. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aman and safety and food for all of our brothers and sisters that are suffering today. We have to recognize that. And we have to direct all the thanks to the source that it came from. And in the Hadith al-Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَنَا وَالْإِنسُ وَالْجِنُّ فِي نَبَأٍ عَظِيمٍ أَخْلُقُ وَيُعْبَدُ سِوَايَ وَأَرْزُقُ وَيُشْكَرُ غَيْرِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this Hadith Qudsi that there is a great deal between me and my servants. It's a wondrous affair. I create and they worship someone else. And I give rizq, I give the ni'mah, and they thank someone else. So our act of thankfulness, first and foremost, has to be directed only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So someone says, how about مَنْ لَا يَشْكُرِ النَّاسَ لَا يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. What about when you don't thank people, you don't thank Allah? Thanking people and recognizing that the ni'mah of Allah came through them, not because of them, not they're not the source of it, but the ni'mah that came from Allah. And thankfulness to people, when you thank a friend or a person who did you a favor or gave you a gift or did anything good for you, in your heart, you should always have that hudur, that understanding that this gift came from Allah to you through that person. And by thanking that person, and then also thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're filling the thankfulness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered and ordained. And we should use that ni'mah in the pleasure and the mardat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He gives us ni'mah al-basar, ni'mah al-sam' ni'mat al-sahha, ni'mat al-shabab, all of these bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, hearing, sight, youth, strength, health, wealth, all of that should be deployed in something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives somebody physical strength and they use it for ma'asiyah, somebody gives someone wealth and they spend it foolishly, in things that are not in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or they use their eyesight in looking at haram, or their hearing in listening to haram, or their tongue in speaking ghaiba and namima. These are ungratefulness acts. These are acts of ungratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are levels of that, brothers and sisters. It is, the first level is to know the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to recognize it, and then also to use it in His pleasure. But there is a higher level of shukr, and that is to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when things are not right for us. When we feel that we are in dire straits, in times of illness, in times of financial hardship, in times when our safety is threatened, in times when our loved ones are in trouble. That type, sometimes it's easy to forget or not be grateful during those times. Maybe we would practice sabr, but also shukr has to come at the same time. Umar radiallahu anhu said, ما أصابتني من مصيبة إلا حمدت الله على الله على أربع. Never I have been hit by a calamity, by a مصيبة. جبر الله مصيبة هذه الأمة ومصيبتنا أجمعين. He never I had a مصيبة, a calamity, a test, a trial, a problem, unless I ask Subhanallah, unless I thank Allah Subhanahu wa Taala for at least four things. And there are different narrations of this particular athar. This is not a hadith. First, أنها لم تكن في ديني. That affliction was not in my iman, not in my Islam. The most precious thing that we have, the best gift that we all share, inshallah, is our faith, is our iman, is our deen, is our Islam. And when the musibah is not in our deen, alhamdulillah. And that's how the sahaba always felt. And they would be hit with unspeakable calamities. A woman lost her husband, her father, her brother, and all her children in one battle. And whenever they asked her, what do you want? They would say, where is Rasulullah? I want to make sure Rasulullah is fine, because he is the source of our iman. He is the source of our religion. And when she saw him, she said, كل مصيبة بعدك يا رسول الله جلل. Nothing compares after you, ya Rasulullah. And that's how we should look at it. Our iman should be the greatest ni'mah that we should guard. And when the musibah, no matter what it is, and every musibah is hard, if it's not in our iman, we say alhamdulillah. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the second reason, Umar continues, أنها لم تكن أكبر منها. Every calamity, wallahi, can be worse. Every illness can be harder. Every financial difficulty can be worse. Every problem can be always be worse. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of calamity, at the time of musibah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala latif, khabir, rahmanun rahim. Allah could have made it a lot worse. And there may be a lot of forgiveness, a lot of blessing in this musibah. And then he said, أن الله يثيبني عليها الجنة. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward me and grant me Jannah for thanking Him for this musibah, for sabr upon this musibah. وأن ألهمني الله الصبر عليها. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put my heart at ease in facing that calamity. And then he concluded, وأني تذكرت مصيبتي في رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And I always remember the greatest calamity that ever hit us, and that is losing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ash-shukr, brothers and sisters, is not just words. It's not things that we say. Ash-shukr has the level of the heart, the level of the amal, and the level of the lisan. not just the tongue. The heart has to be thankful.
The tongue has to be thankful.
And our deed has to show the act of thankfulness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to his prophets, Dawood and Sulaiman, who were given a lot of ni'mah. وَعْمَلُوا آلَ دَاوُودَ شُكْرًا. Fulfill the act of thankfulness.
Do work thankfulness, not just say it.
And the ulama said, الْجَزَاءُ مِنْ جِنْسِ الْعَمَلِ. That reward or thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to be in the same kind of the ni'mah that Allah gave us. If someone is, alhamdulillah, wealthy, he has to give from their wealth, or she has to give from her wealth. Not saying, I'm going to volunteer here and volunteer that. Yes, alhamdulillah, that's good. But the ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala اختصك بها, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specially gave you, is that wealth. Didn't give it to many other people. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by deploying that wealth and His pleasure. There's some people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them certain talents. They should deploy it in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
There are people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the physical health.
They should work and fulfill the thankfulness through their actions. Allahumma ja'alna min al-dhakirin al-shakirin. العارفين لنعمك والشاكرين عليها الحامدين في السراء والضراء أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فيا فوز المستغفرين. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Brothers and sisters, please come forward, fill all the gaps, and make room for our brothers and sisters here in the back. What is the reward of being thankful? If we fulfill that thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pay us back? How does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us for that shukr? First, we have to reflect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called Himself al-Shakur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made one of His beautiful attributes, beautiful names, is al-Shakur. And the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given back to us is nothing like we can ever imagine. It's an absolute. We can never thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward our acts of thankfulness by His own thankfulness subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's limitless. It's way beyond what we have given. It's way beyond any problem that we have faced. It is way beyond anything that we could have done. Allah will give us eternal bliss, eternal reward. نَعِيمًا وَمُلْكًا كَبِيرًا. And that's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have the shukr to His ibad. So that shakir, the person that gives thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will be one of the first people that we be called to Jannah. Will be from the first groups that enter to Jannah. And will be saved from the torment. وَمَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ. Why will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala torment you if you are of the shakirin? And then, shukr in this dunya, not only the thawab of akhirah. When we are thankful here in this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us reward in this dunya. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you a ni'mah and you thank Allah for it, Allah will increase the ni'mah. Allah will put barakah and blessing in that ni'mah. وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ. And this is in the Quran. وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. When you thank Allah, I will give you more. وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. نَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الْعَافِيَةِ. And if you're ungrateful, my torment is severe. My torment is hard. The closer we want to be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more thankful we should be. Because that is in the hadith al-Qudsi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I will conclude with that. Ahlu dhikri, ahlu mujalasati. Ahlu shukri, ahlu ziyadati. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who remember me and mention me, this is my audience, this is my group on the day of judgment. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be of them. Wa ahlu shukri, ahlu ziyadati. And those who are thankful to me, I will give them more. And in the dunya, they'll give them more. And in al-akhirah, there is ziyada. And what is that ziyada? It is the looking at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the greatest ni'mah, the greatest bounty that the people of Jannah will taste and they will appreciate. And that is the pleasure of looking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اللهم اجعلنا من الناظرين إليك والشاكرين على نعمك يا رب العالمين. Dear brothers and sisters, today we will be, and I just learned about that here recently, we will be given an opportunity to show our thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ni'mah that He has given us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the ni'mah of safety. Our brothers and sisters cannot even have a salah, cannot even have a night of peace in many places in the world without expecting a bomb to fall or a hospital to blow. And alhamdulillah, we have the bounty of aman. We have the bounty of wealth. Wallahi, even the least blessed of us are better than 90% of the worldwide population. And we say alhamdulillah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically in our community gave us this gathering, this bounty, this center that is our obligation. And to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to make sure that we preserve, we upkeep, and we show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are thankful for the ni'mah that He has given us. Our masjid, brothers and sisters, is in deficit. And wallahi, when I hear that, it's painful and hurtful. Our community should not have a deficit. And inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this deficit will be filled very quickly after Jum'ah. Because this sadaqah that we give, and inshallah all of you will hang around and participate even if it is a little bit. This sadaqah, wallahi, it is one of the best sadaqah. It's from us, it's minna. وَإِلَيْنَا وَثَوَابُهَا عَلَيْنَا. That sadaqah, it's coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bounties that He put in our hands. And then when we give it, where does it go? It comes back for us. This place needs electricity. This place needs utility. This place needs security. This place needs upkeeping, needs scholars, needs a lot of work. And all of that returns with good, inshallah, upon us and of our children and our community. So what kind of a better zakah, better sadaqah that you can give? And then on top of that, you get, inshallah, rewarded for it. So brothers and sisters, arullaha minkum ma yuhib. Show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what He loves to see today. And inshallah, brother Adnan will come and you will respond to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the best thing. اللهم اجعلنا من الذاكرين الشاكرين اللهم اجعلنا من الذاكرين لنعمك اللهم ارحمنا رحمة واسعة تغننا بها عن رحمة من سواك اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين وأغني يا مولانا وعلي يا مولانا كلمة الحق والدين اللهم الطف بنا فيما جرت به المقادير واغفر لنا إنك على ما تشاء قدير اللهم إنا نسألك في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولمشايخنا ولأرباب الحقوق علينا ولمن علمنا في هذا الدين حرفا يا رب العالمين عباد الله إن الله قد أمرنا بأمر بدأ فيه بنفسه وثنى بملائكة قدسه وثلث بكم أيها المؤمنون من جنه وإنسه فقال تعالى ولم يزل قائلا عليما تنبيها لنا وتعليما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم على عبدك ونبيك محمد وعلى آله أجمعين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون أقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنع.
الله أكبر والله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر والله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
حقا لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله أدامها الله وأقامها وجعلنا من صالح أهلها. Please fill in the gaps. Like I said, we have, alhamdulillah, we have a full house today. Just make sure all the gaps are filled. Straighten the lines. Always the line comes from the center, from just behind the imam, and it spreads on both sides. So always start the line, the new line from the middle, inshallah, and balance the lines. The left, the right of the line should be just as balanced as the left. So do our best, inshallah, to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like the rows of al-malaika. Those are harraun the arsh. استوى استقيموا إلى الصلاة يرحمني ويرحمكم الله. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم
مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Inshallah, be patient. Don't run away from an opportunity to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't run away from an opportunity to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi, this fundraiser shouldn't take us more than 5 minutes. It is يعني, painful and shameful if it took us more than that. It is not a great deficit, and it's something, inshallah, that we can do very quickly. So, jazakum Allah khair.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Before we start the fundraiser, everyone can just stay seated for like 5 minutes, 7 minutes. That's all we ask. We don't do this often. We don't ask for operational funds very often. It is important. That's what we're asking for it. Before we make start the pledge, a couple of important announcements. Number one, tomorrow, 5 p.m., is winter coat drive. People, bring your extra winter clothes, package it. It goes out to the community. Number two, Rahma Worldwide is doing a Gaza fundraiser tomorrow at FedEx Center, Shelby Farms. Please attend. Number three, our beloved brother Mohammed Souz, his father passed away in Aleppo about a couple of hours ago. Please make dua for him and his father. Inshallah, that will be the Gaza will be at 5 p.m. at MIC. Please show up and show your condolences. Having said that, please stay put because the numbers will be shown to you. Brother Laith, please put the numbers on the screen. So you guys understand what we're dealing with. Inshallah, it is a very achievable number, and brother, then we'll talk about that.
Assalamu alaikum. So I don't really need to spend too much time after such a beautiful khutbah that Brother Bashar gave, the beautiful message that he gave to everybody. So I don't think there should be anybody that needs to be convinced and that we all need to participate and we all need to help our masjid. So our ask is not that much. We have a deficit of about 100,000. This will take us to next Ramadan, inshallah. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the opportunity to witness the Ramadan. I'm going to start off with the easy ask, which is $20,000 for the utilities. Do we have a brother or a sister who is willing to sponsor the utilities for the next 3 months? To be able to keep the lights on, to be able to keep the place warm and comfortable, where your fellow brothers and sisters can come and pray and be educated in religious education. The kids can come and learn Quran and
become a sadaqah jariyah for you. Do we have a brother or sister who can donate $20,000, inshallah? $20,000. Anybody who is thinking about it, this is your opportunity. This is your opportunity to do good and gain all the hasanat you can. $20,000. It's not a lot of amount for some people. You can give over 3 months, inshallah. Sisters can also contribute. Okay, so if we don't have anybody for 20,000, do we have two brothers or sisters or a family that can do 20,000? 10,000 each, inshallah. It's not a big ask, you know. You can spread it over a few months, inshallah. $10,000.
It is our masjid, brothers and sisters. Wallahi, right. This is coming back to us. So do your best. Dig deep, inshallah.
We have volunteers outside with forms. You can fill up the form. You can go to the kiosk. You can donate. Go to the website. $10,000.
That's about $200 a week. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless your wealth and your money, inshallah, and you can do it.
If you are sitting here and you're comfortable and you are listening to the khutbah, you are praying, I think this is your obligation to do the right thing. I don't want to ask anything else. So is anybody here that gets free things from MLGW? Do you get free utilities? Do you get free telephone service? So why the masjid has to be free? Can somebody answer that? I'm sorry, I'm being a little upset here, but can somebody answer that? Why do you expect the masjid to be free? It's not your responsibility. It's not my responsibility to pay for this.
Inshallah, our community has always showed generosity, and we know there was a lot of fundraisers here recently. This community raised over about $1.5 million just in the last few weeks. Yeah. And I know, inshallah, there is $100,000 to keep this masjid going.
So if you can't give $10,000, I understand $10,000 could be a big amount of money, but you can give $10, you can do $100, whatever you can, you need to donate and you need to contribute for the services that you use.
Can we have people, inshallah, for $5,000? I'm sorry, I'm interjecting you, brother.
No problem. Go ahead.
$5,000, inshallah, and that's easy. Just Allahu Akbar, barakallah feek. Who else for $5,000? Barakallah. Two, three. Mashallah, mashallah, Allahu Akbar. Four, barakallah feek. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you all. Who else for four? We need four more. Jazakallah khair, barakallah. Are you raising it for dad? Good. Yeah, jazakallah khair, barakallah feek. Anyone else for $5,000? Any of the sisters, inshallah, for $5,000, let us know.
So brothers, this is the end of the year. So you don't only get reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you also can get your money back, part of the money back from Uncle Sam as tax deduction. So keep that in mind too. Use this opportunity to maximize your tax benefits.
Like I said, inshallah, all of you here that are not saying anything will donate. Don't leave this place without donating, wallahi. Anyone for $2,500, inshallah, we can have at least 10 people for $2,500. Anyone for $2,500? And then you can split it over a few months. And you can even pay $200 a month, $250 a month. Wallahi, we pay more for much more unnecessary services. $2,500? Barakallah feek. Jazakallah khair. May Allah reward you and reward your family, inshallah. Anyone else for $2,500? Barakallah feek. Jazakallah khair, Abu Sultan. Barakallah feek. Barakallah feek. Jazakallah khair. Barakallah feek. Here's another $2,500. We have three. We need more. Barakallah feek. Another one. That's four. Yeah, subhanAllah, yeah, like I said, we have 2,000 people. If each family gives 1,000, we will have more than enough.
Right.
Anyone else for 2,000, for 2,500? 2,500, inshallah, barakallah feek, jazakallah khair. Barakallah feek, if you have five, alhamdulillah. Who else? Who else for 2,500? I know people are leaving. Anyone for 1,000? Anyone, inshallah, will give $1,000. 100.